This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has become the first sitting president to enter North Korea. And AP's Ben Thomas has more.
I would invite him right now. Let's go. To the White House.
President Trump made the comment shortly after stepping into North Korea and shaking hands with leader Kim Jong-un, the first U.S. president ever to set foot in North Korea. To a translator, Kim said,
"This is an expression of his willingness to eliminate all the unfortunate past and open a new future."
The declarations of friendship mark a sharp contrast to Trump's first year in office, when Kim insulted Trump's intelligence and Trump vowed to unleash fire and fury on North Korea. But Trump now says,
"We met and we liked each other from day one."
In a meeting that ran nearly an hour, the two leaders agreed to resume talks over North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Ben Thomas.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday resumption of trade talks between the United States and China is a very big deal, but acknowledged there's no immediate prospect for a deal between the world's two largest economies. He said negotiators had reached agreement on 90% of a new deal by early May. That was before talks broke down into what has turned out to be a seven-week stalemate. U.S. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed on Saturday on the sidelines of the Group of 20 economic summit in Japan to restart those negotiations. Tens of thousands of protesters rallied across Sudan on Sunday against the ruling generals, calling for a civilian government nearly 3 months after the army forced out long-ruling autocrat Omar al-Bashir. The mass protests centered in Khartoum were the first since a deadly crackdown on June 3rd, when security forces violently broke up a protest camp. More on these and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gay pride parades took place across the country today to close out a month that marked 50 years since the riots at New York City's Stonewall Inn. Those riots ushered in the gay pride movement. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
They were proud and loud as they marched down Fifth Avenue, headed to the Stonewall Inn, where the modern gay rights movement was born. And marcher Jim Forat says that changed his life.
From that day forward, I made my life about making a safe place for people like myself, and look what we have 50 years later.
Transgender actor and activist India Moore from the cast of Pose was one of the grand marshals.
Amazing, incredible. I feel so proud.
Tens of thousands are here. The sidewalks are 10 deep with spectators waving rainbow flags, and the colorful floats are packed with just as colorful revelers. At the Pride March in New York City, I'm Julie Walker.
The International Organization for Migration says more than 32,000 migrants worldwide have died or gone missing between 2014 and 2018. As Lisa Schlein reports for VOA, the global figures underestimate the true nature and extent of the problem, as many migrant deaths are never reported.
The UN Migration Agency says its statistics paint a very grim picture of the perils awaiting the hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants risking their lives in search of protection or a better life. The report shows nearly 18,000 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean between 2014 and 2018. It says the remains of almost two-thirds of those victims have not been found. Rohingya refugees comprise the vast majority of the 2,200 deaths recorded in Southeast Asia, and most of the 288 deaths recorded in South Asia since 2014 were of Afghan migrants. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Albanians headed to the polls Sunday amid high tensions between the ruling and opposition parties and a tug of war between the country's prime minister and its president. The main opposition parties are boycotting the municipal elections, accusing the socialist-led government of Prime Minister Edi Rama of previous electoral fraud and corruption. Rama and his government have denied the allegations and insisted on holding the vote, even after President Ilerimete said he was postponing it until October amid security concerns. Preliminary results are expected by July the 1st. And Turkey said Sunday six of its nationals are being held by a Libyan force and vowed to respond to any attacks on its vessels or interests. The foreign ministry said in a statement it would consider what it said were illegal militia forces to be legitimate targets if the Turks are not released. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.